James Houston Davis. Jimmy Davis won his first gubernatorial election in 1944 with the support of Reform Governor Sam Jones. Davis at first thought he should avoid mixing his two careers of country music and politics. After a campaign stop in Shreveport, however, where he was accused of going high hat because he would not sing, Davis decided to speak for a while and sing three or four songs. He continued that strategy at every campaign rally throughout his political career, which constantly frustrated his opponents. Davis's first term benefited from wartime and post-war prosperity. He continued Jones's reform program, but also he traveled to Hollywood and Nashville to make B-movies and sing. Davis's accomplishments included the establishment of a state retirement system and the funding of more than $100 million in public improvements, leaving the state a $38 million surplus. For a second term, Davis secured the support of the third strongest candidate, Willie Reinach, the chief of the segregationist movement in Louisiana, to defeat Shep Morrison. Davis used the segregation issue to come from behind, and that issue dominated his second term. During that period, he built the Sunshine Bridge, the new governor's mansion, and the Toledo Bend Reservoir, all criticized at the time but now recognized as beneficial to the state.